From NPR News, it's day to day. There are several developments in the story of Myanmar and the cyclone that has devastated that country. The American officials say that a U.S. military plane has been cleared to land with relief supplies on Monday. And UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says that he has not yet been able to actually speak with and reach the leaders of Myanmar, people he's been trying to reach for days to facilitate relief efforts. Also, the U.S. Agriculture Department now predicts that the country's rice harvest is going to drop by 7% this year because of damage from the storms. And joining us for that is Marketplace's John Dimsdale. John, what are the longer-term economic consequences of the storm for Myanmar?
Well, fortunately for the latest rice crop, the cyclone hit after most of it had already been harvested, so there's less of an immediate impact on rice supplies. However, the storm swamped the rice fields with a huge wave of salt water, and that's preventing the planting of seeds for the next crop.
So what is this going to mean for world supplies of rice?
Well, the growing global demand for rice has been putting a lot of pressure on supply and therefore the cost already. Prices have gone up as much as three times normal in recent days. There have been rice riots in some places of the world, so this has already been a volatile market, even before the cyclone. In terms of global markets, Myanmar is no longer a major supplier of rice. It used to be. In fact, before the military junta took over more than 40 years ago, Burma was the world's largest rice exporter. But these days, Lex Riefel with the Brookings Institution says Myanmar's rice growers can barely feed their own country.
There's no incentive to produce a surplus because any surplus, for example, tends to be expropriated by the government to feed the very large military establishment that it has. They don't have access to fertilizers and other, you know, high-yielding varieties, et cetera, et cetera.
So, John, the storm's effects really are going to be most acute inside the country.
Yes, there are 50 million people there who, because of the internal policies of the military junta, have very little purchasing power, and they depend heavily on local agriculture. Lex Riefel, who studies this region of the world, says the looming food crisis in the country is going to be horrible.
They don't have access to imported rice or other foodstuffs that might substitute, and even emergency supplies are not flowing into the country as they would in a normal situation.
That's why the current holdup in getting relief supplies into the area is especially tragic. The people in the rice-growing Irrawaddy Delta will have to fend for themselves, and it looks like, for several months at least, the salt water that has flooded the rice paddies will prevent the growing of desperately needed rice.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.